ABC Radio Wongaralli Maginu. This is Sunday Brunch with Kim Horn on ABC Radio, Canberra Wurundjeri.
The most vivid memory I have is of a Kanga Cup. I think from memory it was about 1993, and Kanga Cup was just in its infancy.
What's Kanga Cup, Brenda?
It's an international youth tournament that's held in Canberra every year. So teams from all over the world have come to Canberra for that week in July. But this particular under-12 team from Russia, and my son was that age group, and we had a team put into the Kanga Cup. And I watched these boys arrive at Dixon Oval, getting off the bus. It was military precision. They sat on the side of the pitch where they were going to play. They didn't move. There was no pushing, shoving, skylarking like there was in our team. Then they warmed up and they just caught everybody's attention. They were perfection for their age group. They played games that I will never forget. It was beautiful football, especially to think they were 11-year-olds. It's just a beautiful memory.
On ABC Radio Canberra, this is Kim Hood, and I'm having a chat with Rhonda Parkin, also known as Rondaldo. She's a former president and is totally committed to Majura Football Club. Over how many years now again, Rhonda?
34.
And Rhonda's recounting the greatest football game she's ever seen, or team that she's ever seen at Majura Football Club. What was it about those kids, Rhonda? What is it about them that makes them so memorable to you?
It was how they behaved and how serious they were about being in the team and representing Russia. We would have to go looking down the stormwater drain or up trees for our kids. We'd find them around the corner eating a sausage sizzle. But these kids, they did exactly what they were told and they just were focused on the game.
What made them so disciplined and focused, you think?
I was fortunate to speak through an interpreter from the Russian embassy to one of the coaches, and he kind of said to me that these kids were good because they had a place to live, they had food, and they had to train to stay there. And that kind of hit me to think there was little children that had to perform to be a part of this group to get their lifestyle back in Russia. And they did it. They were amazing. And even after the games, they had little trinkets to sell to raise money to help pay for their trip. So, yeah, it's a different life. I'd never seen it before.
And Rondaldo of Majura Football Club, did you get one of those trinkets? What did they have?
I have several, but one in particular was a young boy that came up. He was not quite 11, and he sold babushka dolls, and he was selling them for $2, and I gave him $5 and said, no, we'll stick at $5. But it was the way he looked at me, how pleased he was, the beautiful smile out there playing the game, coming off the field and then going around Dixon Oval selling trinkets.
What did you tell your sons about this team that played in such a different way to them, came from such a different place?
As a family, we talked about how they grew up. One of the Russians from Canberra, because the community came out to support them, they kind of told me about what it was like to be young and in Russia for a lot of the children. A lot of the children were street children. A lot of the children slept in chimneys. I couldn't comprehend that. So they were going to be the best at whatever they were chosen to be best at. But we did, as a family, and we often still talk about them, how lucky our children were that they had the freedom to do what they wanted to do.
Do you ever think about where they are now?
Yes, I do. We watch a lot of football on television. I often sit there and watch it and think, gee, I wonder what they did with their lives, how they turned out.
What makes a really good soccer mum? You've seen so many of them. You've been one yourself. You've volunteered at Majura Football Club for 34 years. Rhonda Parkin, what makes a really good soccer mum?
One that supports her player, encourages whatever they do, picks them up when they're feeling a little bit defeated, and finding positives to talk about. Because it's tough. They're in a team sport, and it's very, very hard to live up to expectations of a team.
So you're not much for the overbearing soccer parent?
No, not at all. Seen many of those, and it's a shame that we can't allow children to be children. Some of them are not going to be the next Ronaldo, but the players that I have enjoyed over all the years thoroughly are your social players, because they play a team sport, not an individual one. I really do believe that children's sport would be fantastic if it wasn't for the adults, or the majority of adults. They do it at school at lunchtime every day. They pick their teams, they know who the good players are, they know what to expect, and they all get on. So, yeah, I wish I could ban a few adults.
ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.